Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Beryl-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and today you're listening to HR Educational Radio. Our guest today is Mark Gonska. He's the head of Career Accelerator and a CMA Executive Coach and Senior Career Coach. Mark, welcome to the program.
Great seeing you again, David.
As always. You know, today's topic, we're going to be talking about executive presence. And I don't know how often I think about the times I see leaders and they're doing really well, but they sometimes lack what I would call presence in what they're doing and presence in, committee in terms of communication, in terms of their look, in terms of all the aesthetic things that happen when an individual comes into a room or is on Zoom or other places. What do you give us first a starting point about what executive presence really is, and take us through a little bit of how it's defined and maybe why it's so important still today here in 2023?
Sure. Well, I'm going to start with the last part first, and that is, why is executive presence so darn important? We're going to define it in a minute, but I've had plenty of experience with very, very smart, well-schooled, well-credentialed executives and business leaders who were trying to get a new job. And they interviewed you could have put their name on top of the job specifications. They had everything, and they were sure they were going to get a job offer, but instead they got the, wow, you're great, but we're going to go in a different direction. Now, why? Well, I asked that question to the hiring authority. Why? Sally or Tom looks like the ideal person for this job, and their background's amazing. And they said, yes, their background is amazing, and they do look kind of like the ideal person. Kind of like them? Tell me more. They said, it's really the executive presence. They don't quite have the executive presence that we had hoped. And my question was, you got 20 years of experience, you got all these accomplishments, and you're going to get a thanks, but no thanks because of something called executive presence? What could it be? So I become a bit passionate about figuring this out, because it's painful when you have to tell a candidate, as I know you have, David, well, the employer is going to go in a different direction.
Well, it's also painful when somebody is not getting the promotion internally. It's the same concept.
And now, for the last 3 years, we've done so much more with video formats, and it adds a different wrinkle. I mean, how could we have an executive presence on a Zoom call? Well, let's talk a little bit about that definition, could we?
Sure.
What is executive presence? Well, it's not really as mystical and magical as I thought it would be. It really is a combination of confidence and poise and authenticity. And it gives people that feeling like you're here, we are in good hands with your leadership. You have a clear message and we're buying into it. And we just get this feeling like you're the real deal. Now, if that sounds ambiguous, and how do you wrap your arms around it? That's what we'll be talking about in our HR Power Hour segment, because it does feel kind of weird. How do you actually do that? And one of the questions that comes to mind is, well, are you born with executive presence? I mean, is it just for an extrovert, a razzle-dazzle woman or man who can sell ice cubes to Eskimo? Is that really what it's about? Or is executive presence a skill that you could also develop. Let's talk about it a bit.
You know, it's interesting. It is a little bit aloof when you talk about this to most people, because you are talking about something that is personal sometimes in nature. It is emotional sometimes to talk about with someone the way they carry themselves, the way they phrase things, the way they set their hair, what they wear, their what they look behind them, and they think it's a beautiful piece of art or something, and it just doesn't hit the mark in terms of what the individual is looking for on the other side of the table. How do you balance what you think as the individual versus what they need?
Well, it's probably tough to define a blind spot because we can't see it. So there are some things that we could call traits that we want to pay attention to and ask ourselves. And in fact, we'll have a quiz that we can provide. So you can self-rate. You can rate yourself on how you're doing in different categories, in executive presence. First, let's talk about what a few of them are. And then you can decide, are you good at this? Do you need some work with this? And one of the traits that demonstrate a strong executive presence is composure and control of your emotions, even in some tough and stressful times. Because like executive presence in a strong sense means that when everything is hitting the proverbial fan, you're remaining calm. And you're not going to be flustered by this. And that's not easily done. We have to have a keen control on our own emotions. Another component of executive presence is your ability to connect with others, and engage. And part of that, I think, is really physical. First of all, are you really looking them in the eye and listening? There's all kinds of classes in public speaking, but this is critically important private listening. And I think we can tell if an individual is more or less waiting for us to quit talking. So we can tell the next brilliant thing that they're going to do, or if they really are listening to our point of view. Giving it some consideration, giving it weight or gravitas, and saying, you know, I may or may not agree with what you have to say, but I value your insight. So listening, so important.
What do you think, and this is a general question, what do you think is sometimes the hindrance of people not wanting to listen? Is it the fact that they think that they need to sell themselves so much that they keep talking? Or is it that they're so worried about the next thing they're going to say that they are constantly just thinking about that?
I think we are perilously, dangerously, oh so self-consciously concerned about a moment of silence and any type of gap. We have to fill it in immediately with, even if we really don't have anything to say, and that is a absolute anathema to executive presence. You have to think about what you're going to say, have something to say, and share it in clear and concise terms. And simply opening your mouth to see what comes out next is a common but an ineffective strategy. David, do you remember the old days when people actually used this thing called voicemail?
No, how's that? I'm not that old, Mark. Of course I do. Of course I do.
So remember when you'd leave a voicemail message and it said, if you would like to hear your voicemail message, press six. And you'd press six. And I would listen to the voicemail message that I just left before I sent it. And then it would say, would you like to erase and re-record the message? And the answer was, yes, absolutely, because I know I could do a better job. So, without the use of that archaic technology, If you're concerned about executive presence, you have to think in advance of what you're going to say and map it out in few words. Mark Twain once said, "I'm sorry that this letter's gotten so long. I didn't have time to make it shorter." And some people talk that way. Blah, 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 blah. They never stop. And that is not a big boost to executive presence. Everybody gives it the eye roll. Of course, with the Zoom camera, maybe you can't see it, but you can almost feel it. So why do people have trouble listening? Because they're very self-conscious about silence, even for a millisecond. They feel like they have to fill in the blank when I don't think they really do.
And of course, you're listening to the HR Power Hour, Educational HR Radio. I'm your host, David Chulo. And our guest today is, of course, Mark Gonska. He's the founder of Career Accelerator and Career Management Associates Senior Career and Executive Coach. And we're talking about executive presence. You know, you mentioned about composure and connection. Some people just have it, right? We'll call it charisma. They just have it, IT, right? They just have that ability to, you know, to connect to somebody, draw them in, make that smile, that wink, that nod. They just feel warm. You know, they have it. And some people don't. How do people that don't deal with that challenge?
Well, first of all, you can stop hurting yourself by doing things like looking at your phone every chance you get, because there's not too much worse than being engaged. You give your point, the other person then is responding, and the first thing that you do is lunge for your phone because you had a text message notification. Okay. People with real charisma, they're not only the people who are well dressed, they're not only the people well groomed, but they are very respectful of others. And we've gotten just deluged with disrespectful notifications that say, without saying the words, anything and everything that's going on this device in my pocket is more important than whatever you have to say. And that's what you show the very first time you lunge at your cell phone. It's a disrespectful move, and it's the exact opposite. So maybe you're not born with all the charisma that others are, but you can say to yourself, I will be intentionally polite. I will be intentionally engaged. And even in a Zoom call, which we can't see in the HR Power Hour, I'm going to lean forward. And I'm going to open my eyes a little bit and nod my head and maybe really give some body language to this, that what you have to say matters. That doesn't cost you a thing, and you don't have to be born with those traits. You can employ them yourself.
You know, it's interesting, and you've kind of mentioned it before that some people have the confidence and the ability, but there are individuals that are on the flip side, the introverted side, which certainly they listen well, potentially, and they just answer questions with, yep, yes, kind of, sure, very short. Because we're talking real about, you know, they might look at you, they might not look at you. They might have the camera in front of them, but they're looking at the screen to the right side. So they're not looking at you, they're looking to the side. Give us a little of an overview from that perspective. And of course, we have about a minute left. So if you want to give a little bit of it, we can finish it on the other side of the break.
Sure. Silence is not golden when it comes to executive presence. When you have something to say, it is an affirmation, even a challenge if you disagree, that you were listening and paying attention. If you've got nothing to say but a then no one knows that you're really engaged. If you just grunt or nod your head, nods are pretty hard to see on a Zoom call. And there's a much more effective way to communicate.
You know, the last thing I'll bring up in this segment is the fact that people don't talk about a pre executive presence very much. What do you think that is?
Well, first of all, I don't think they know what it is, and they don't really understand how important it is. In a Gartner survey, it was actually the number two most important element, long ahead of technical skills and other things we might think are more important.
No, that's true. And it's something we're going to talk about in the next segment here on the HR Power Hour. You're listening on Newstalk WLOB 100.5 FM, and of course, podcasts on all national podcast channels. And we will be right back. In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. Stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clough, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HRPowerHour.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and today we're talking with Mark Gonsker. He's the founder of Career Accelerator and Career Management Associate, Senior Career and Executive Coach. Mark, we're talking about executive presence today because it just doesn't get enough, what I'll call exposure. And leaders really struggle sometimes to understand what it really is. Did a nice job of giving a definition and explaining it in the last segment. Let's talk a little bit about more traits that define executive presence. You talked about composure, connection, charisma, and confidence. What are a couple others that you have in the C category, since they all seem to start with C's?
Well, thank you, David. And one of them would be credibility. If you come to a meeting with nothing but a cell phone in your hand and no preparation in advance, it's hard to imagine that you're going to be able to come across with the same level of credibility. But where it's often undermined is somebody who's apologetic with every comment that they make. Well, this may not be so important, and you may not agree, but here's what I was thinking it might be if you... Executive presence, a train wreck. How about filler words like I'm like well, I'm Mark, I'm just a little nervous. I can't help it. Well, this may not be a good idea, but maybe could you think those types of things really undermine credibility. For instance, if you have a conversation and you have a tendency to talk up at the end of every sentence, it is very unnerving when you do that because well, could these things be subconscious, not even noticing that's what I'm doing? Sure, they could. And that's where recording your own voice, although it could be painful to hear, if you're serious about credibility, my goodness, let's get after it and do some testing.
One of the things we've seen, and I know you have as well, is when somebody is what I call an affirmation mode. So, do you agree? So, do you, what do you think? So, I'm thinking, right? That affirmation mode. It's what I see. It's kind of what I always say. Kind of all those things that you repeat over and over. Maybe you don't even know you're doing it. And I find that that's truly the case a lot of times. You don't even know that you're repeating, or you have a word that over and over is said. Thoughts on how to deal with that?
Well, to be totally honest, that's
No,
another one of my
I
own.
don't want you to be honest, right? It's the other side
Have you been lying to me up until the time you
of
met? Well, quite frankly, I mean, there's a bunch of them. But we've done talking for almost every year of our life. And so it's very easy just to open your mouth and see what comes out. But to have some clarity of what your message is and to think ahead. So let's use an acronym that might be helpful. I'm going to use the word STOP. And an acronym there might be STOP, take a moment. So think a little bit, observe what other people are up to, and then proceed. So stop, take a moment, observe, and then proceed. You can do that in a pretty short period of mind space, but it tends to make a big difference in the clarity of your communication.
Part of that clarity is some of us think fast and some of us don't. I like to say some people think before they speak and others speak before they think. That can be a challenge sometimes, Mark.
It is a challenge. And a good way to evaluate this is to get together with a coach or a trained listener who can help highlight some of these things in a non-threatening way. It's hard to hear yourself talk, and it's very difficult to look into a mirror of your own conversation. But if you feel it's important and you think that executive presence matters, which so many studies and statistics indicate that it does, then it's going to take some different adjustments. If my tendency is to think first and then wait to get around to talking, well, then I need to do some adjustment there and be ready with the points that I want to make. If I talk first and then think later, I'm going to have to put the brakes on. It's doable, and the adjustments may actually be much more simple than you think. The trouble is, we often don't see the need for them unless we're intentional.
Well, of course, developing yourself is always a challenge at times. And if you're conscious of what's happening and you say to yourself, can I really develop? It is just a skill after all, isn't it?
It's a skill, but it's a tough one. Communication, I think, is the most difficult thing that we do. And so many times it's misunderstood. The old adage that we could use in communication theory was the simple sentence that says, I didn't say Tom robbed the bank. Well, if I accent one of those words, I completely change the meaning. I didn't say Tom robbed the bank. I didn't say Tom robbed the bank, etc. So there's so many nuances to it. And part of what we can do to help out this is be considerate of our own body language. We've talked a lot about the words that could be said or should be said or perhaps shouldn't be said, David, but body language really matters. The prevailing communication theory says that the message that we're giving is actually 7% the words that we have to say. Well, that leaves 93% with my math that's nonverbal. So it's more than just, can I say the right words? How's my posture? Am I slouching into my seat and showing that I'm bored and disregarding what somebody says as I maybe have my phone down in my lap and I'm not going to grab it, but I'm certainly glancing at it from time to time to see the next score of the sporting event or whatever it might be. Your body language tells volumes of what who you really are and what you're all about. But again, without sticking a mirror up in front of us, it's very hard to evaluate.
There's other traits, like I'll say this, like breathing. Sometimes, especially if you're on Zoom, you're too close to a mic. You're too close to whatever. You can hear the breathing. You can hear sometimes it can be nervous breathing. Sometimes it's, you know, it's gasping for air. If you talk so much and you run out of air, not a trait that I've ever done, Mark, as you know.
Well, our breath is a fascinating thing to study. And there's a book called Breathe. I'm blanking on the author, but it really does say that breathing changes our whole outlook and our whole a bit of health. It helps from a sleeping standpoint, but it also helps us to what? Just blow off some of the stress, anxiety, the angst that we might have in any type of conversation.
No, that's great. And, you know, one of the last things I'll bring up as we head into the last minute here is the fact that when somebody is really doing this, they need somebody to not only record themselves, but they need somebody to observe because of all the things you're talking about. You need to observe the other person. Somebody's going to be honest with you and talk to you about how it looks. And sometimes that can be tough to hear.
Well, I had a breakfast meeting last week where I had to tell a senior executive that when asked a tough question, his eye gaze went up and to the right, as if he was pulling an answer out of the ether. And William wasn't keen on hearing that, but as his coach, that's the kind of feedback that he needed. And after a conversation, he understood and appreciated it.
And that's the key. Conversations that are intentional and also make a difference. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour on Newstalk WLOB and, of course, podcasts on all national podcast channels. And we will be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
You don't know where to go.
Take it to Moody's.
You want to get on with your life, get on with the show.
Take it to Moody's.
Good people you can trust,
and it won't be a fuss.
Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
M-O-O-D-Y.
Your kid was talking on the cell phone, drove right through your own home, sitting in the parking lot, maybe you get hit a lot, driving through the green light, suddenly your side swipe, put it in reverse, but it turned out that it was first.
Take it to Moody's. Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by cmacareer.com and verrill-law.com. I'm your host, Stephen Chulo, and today we're talking with Mark Gonska. He's the founder of Career Accelerator and a career management associate, senior career and executive coach. And Mark, we're so happy to have you on HR Educational Radio today.
Thrilled to be here, David.
Great to have you back. Been a great guest, and you continue to bring great topics. You know, we're talking about this topic about executive presence. And I love that you have what I'll call a few tips of how to destroy your executive presence and tips for how not to. Talk to me about the first one. What's the top one that you have to think about in terms of how not to destroy your presence?
Well, if you are timid and quiet as a mouse in meetings, it's not a good sign. You'll know that if you really can't come up with that wonderful question to ask, because frankly, there's one of those words that we could use over again, frankly, or to be completely honest, see how it's easy to default into these things. There's plenty of us who are not outgoing by nature. We're introverts. So it's concerning me that we could write this idea off and just say, that's not me. Well, we really don't have a choice. That's like saying, I don't want someone to get an impression of me. They will get one anyway. So if you're not eager to give a whole lot of information or you're not extroverted, come up with some good questions. But you can't be silent. You can't be mouse-like. You can't be that timid.
When you're thinking about being timid, it's easy to say that, Mark. It's very difficult if you don't have the, I'll call it the intestinal fortitude, the internal comfort of doing that. This is really a great place to bring up coaching, isn't it?
Well, it is. And a coach can help you demystify this notion and work with an introvert. Part of being engaged in the conversation might be something as straightforward as mirroring back what the person just said. Tom, when you indicated that the solution to cost cutting would be A, that sounded intriguing. Can you speak more about that? Now, could I say that as an introvert who's somebody who might feel a bit shy or uncomfortable in that type? Yes, I could. And a coach can help highlight that. This does not and should not be a complicated, robotic, or artificial method. You want to be authentic. You want to be your best you, not somebody else. And a good coach can help you find that person, to find you. They can help you find the real you.
So give us another way that somebody could destroy their executive presence. That is, we'll call it in the top three.
Well, one way that you can really hurt yourself from a standpoint of executive presence is to become emotionally offended at someone who disagrees with you. So the mindset must be, I will make myself unoffendable. Unoffendable. Now, that's a tall order. But if you say in advance, I'm quite sure that someone will disagree with me, I could say that 2 + 2 = 4, and they're going to say, no, it's 16. Well, it's not. But if they say something absurd, and I have a strategy, I'm unoffendable. Even when it makes no sense at all, I'm going to maintain my presence. I'm going to maintain my cool. So getting a hold of your emotions is important. Losing them will harpoon your executive presence.
Of course, you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM. I'm your host, David Chulo. You're listening to the HR Power Hour, educational HR radio. We're talking about executive presence with Mark Gonska. We're currently talking about ways to derail yourself, to really destroy your executive presence. Mark, give us a third and final way that somebody could do that here in this segment.
Well, some are pretty easy to mention, and that is, if you show up late and unprepared, you're sending a very clear message, but it's not going to be a positive one. So be there, be fully engaged, be there on time. And I think some of us, particularly with video calls, have gotten a little sloppy. And we can say, well, the call's supposed to be at 1, but else, maybe I'll saunter in at, yeah, maybe get one more cup of coffee. Maybe I'll be there at 1:04. I mean, it's only 4 minutes. There's probably small talk anyway. I'm not missing anything. Well, you may not be missing anything, but there are people paying attention to you. And that's not good.
Do you think, Mark, that when people think about this, they say to themselves, boy, that's an awful lot of stuff you're talking about. Mark, I've been doing this leadership thing for a good 10, 15 years. I've been somewhat successful at it. I think I'm growing. Why should I have to worry about all this stuff?
Well, that's a good point. You don't have to. And some people will say to themselves, hey, it's just the way that I am. That's me. You don't like it? Tough. Well, that's a pretty common idea. But let's turn that around. Let's say for a moment, yeah, that's the way I've always been, but I'm going to get better. What's wrong with that? What's to lose? Well, if they don't like me, well, how about you? Are you going to like you more if you get better control of your emotions? Are you going to like you more if you have a clear vision and message? Are you going to like you more if people respect the fact that you are a good listener? Are you going to like you? No, you don't have to change. You're entirely right. But boy, it might be fantastic if you decided that's what you wanted to do.
Well, isn't an executive presence the true thing? Is it's not really about you. It's really about others. It's really about how others see you. And that can be detrimental to potentially your promotions, your career, your growth, whoever, even in personal relationships as well as professional ones.
You're correct. Executive presence is not about us. At first glance, it's, well, who can dress the best? Who has the whitest bleached teeth? Those things are, your appearance is important, but it's much more than that. It's really about how do people perceive you? They cannot look into your heart and see how caring you are. They can't look into your brain and see how brilliant you are, but they are evaluating you by the perception or the presence, if you will, that they're picking up. And that happens in every single relationship that we have.
Professional or personal?
Every single one. It's not optional. And other people are looking. Their eyes are on you, and they're making an evaluation. They may not say it out loud, but even in a common interaction of customer service. I mean, in 2 hours, I'm going to be in an airport, and the type of service that I might get from the agent might be different if I'm exhibiting a respectful countenance toward him or her. So this executive presence doesn't just impact how we're treated in the boardroom. It doesn't just impact how we perform in a job interview. It's all about how others perceive us and what they're thinking about when we walk in the room, what they're thinking about after we left.
Well, you know, we're coming to the end of the program. We got last segment coming up, and I know you're going to be talking about some final tips that people can really use to develop their executive presence, and we can't wait for those. We'll be right back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and of course, podcasts on all national podcast channels. We'll be right back. Educational HR Radio is critical to your organization's success, and our sponsors understand the value this program brings to owners, C-suite professionals, and the HR community. We are honored to thank our sponsors for their support and contributions to this program. We thank the law firms of Verrill, Jackson Lewis, and Sheehan Finney, along with our partners, the Healthcare Purchase Alliance, Paper Trails, and Strategic HR. Want to be the next sponsor of the HR Power Hour? Text 603-303-6124 and say HR Power Hour sponsor.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetty.
And I'm Pete McVetty from McVetty's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one. And we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVetty's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the Glitchy Robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Barrel-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and today we're talking with Mark Gonska. He's the founder of Career Accelerator and CMA, Senior Career and Executive Coach. So we're talking about executive presence on the HR Power Hour, educational HR radio. Of course, HR Power Hour is a podcast on all major podcast channels. We ask you to listen, learn, enjoy, like. It's on every week, comes on about 10 o'clock Eastern. And again, we hope that you enjoy our shows. Mark, we're talking about executive presence, and now it's the time for you to provide tips and takeaways today.
Great, David. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and demystify this concept of executive presence. We've talked a lot about some good things and some things you might want to avoid if you care about your executive presence, but what can I really do about it? We've said this is not necessarily something you're born with, but it is something that you can develop, just like other skills that are important to us in our own personal development plan. So some tips, how can you develop executive presence? Number one is your mindset. My mindset is I have something important to share, and I will patiently wait for that opportunity, but I won't be too shy to do it. A second one is I have to tell myself it's important that I display confidence. Even sometimes when I don't feel all that confident, I have to look confident. And a great way to do that is what I'll call active listening. Active listening. It's leaning forward when others are speaking. It's nodding of the head. Oh, it's an occasional, That's when a grunt like that's actually a positive thing. And it's reflecting on what somebody else said. When you said that this will actually reduce the error rate, that's intriguing. That's something that's certainly in that's our goal for the coming year. Just repeat what somebody said, validate it, and you're going to be improving their impression of you. Another thing to consider is be prepared to speak clearly and enunciate. Mumble, 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 jumble, jumble, jumble. That's no good. And there's one or two people that have a little gray around the temples. Their hearing may not be what it once was. So be willing to add a little volume and a little life in your voice. You know, I've done some my own study. I found that people who are alive actually get a lot better responses than those who have already passed away. So give some life to what you have to say, some enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm itself means God within you or life within you. Be alive and be excited. You know, one of the best things to improve your executive presence is not even something you could say at all. It's something that you could wear, and it's not a tuxedo. It's a smile. Bring a smile to the conversation. Smile says I'm safe. Smile says I'm approachable. Smile says I like you, and you probably will like me more if I'm smiling rather than putting your smile on upside down with that resting you-know-what phrase that we're all familiar with. Smile. Smile. Be patient. Wait your turn. You don't have to monopolize every conversation. Listen carefully. Comment. Ask a follow-up question. Reflect. But be patient. Be patient and specific in your praise for others. One of my coworkers celebrated an anniversary, And on LinkedIn, you can just click and it says, congrats on your work anniversary. And I thought, that's certainly not going to be that encouraging to her. So I identified six different things about her and the work performance that she's had as we worked together for a number of years. And I articulated all six of them. She called me back in tears of joy, which was beats the other tears. But it didn't take me that long, but it made a big difference to her.
Well, that's the positive part of this, is that if somebody really takes the time to build, improve their executive presence, it will make a marked difference in the way that they are perceived. It will make a marked difference in the way they see themselves. And it will make a marked difference in their potential future career, personal life, or professional life. As we wrap up the show today, Mark, I want to thank you for being on the show and talking to us about this. Tell us a little bit about maybe a success story. We have a couple minutes left. A success story of somebody who you worked with and you watched their executive presence that get them to the next level.
A lot of times the story starts with a failure, a turndown, a disappointing situation, and a plea for help. Oh, I don't understand. What could this be? I should have gotten that job offer. And so there's no easy one-size-fits-all answer when it comes to executive presence. That's why we've talked about so many different components, so many different angles here at the HR Power Hour. But what we can say is that close evaluation can help people identify, often with a third party or a trusted advisor, well, what is it that I'm missing? And what this individual, we'll call him Phil, since that was his name, what he did repeatedly is when another person was talking, Phil would fill in the blank for them. Okay. Every sentence or every other sentence, Phil wanted to impress them with the knowledge of how smart he was and how he could almost read their mind. And every time they were ready to, he'd fill in the blanks for them. And I had to, I didn't want to say it was me, but it was. I had to tell Phil, this is not good. This is something that you have to stop. And I said, Phil, I've got some difficult news for you. I have to tell you. And he filled in the blanks for me and finished my sentence. So it became kind of a lighthearted thing. But we got to the point of every time he would do it, I'd give him a hand signal. I don't want to describe what that hand signal was, but Phil got the message and he got the new job.
No, that's awesome, Mark. Again, we appreciate you being on the show as always. We'll have you back as another guest. We always do. And we appreciate you talking about executive presence today.
Thank you, David. It's been a joy.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOB 100.5 FM.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk, WLOB 100.5 FM, or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at hrpowerhour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.